have been lots of times you might ask me, how did you get out of that one? I did dangerous things, and dangerous things were done to me. But in the 11th hour, something always told me when to run, how to survive. No matter what happened to me, I came through it every time. I decided, well, maybe I'm supposed to live. Maybe I'm here for a reason. And maybe the reason is to share my story with you. You might be thinking, Tina, we know your story. We know all about you and Ike and the hell you lived through with him. We know you have escaped from terrible relationships and that you endured. But there's something that might surprise you. At this point of my life, I've spent far more time without Ike than with him. 42 years to be exact. That's a whole second life. One with adventures, accomplishments, and love beyond my wildest dreams. But there's also been a dark side. During the past few years, I've faced life and death challenges I've never ever expected. Let me tell you about my life.
Chapter 1. The Best. Give me a lifetime of promises and a world of dreams. Speak the language of love like you know what it means. Tina, will you marry with me? This was my first proposal from Irvin Bach, the love at first sight love of my life, the man who made me feel dizzy the first time I saw him. His phrasing was a bit quaint. He's German, so English is not his first language. But I liked it. He was probably a little surprised when I said, I don't have an answer. All I knew was that it wasn't yes and it wasn't no. This was in 1989, after we had been together for 3 years. I was turning 50, and Irvin, who was 33, thought I needed a commitment from him. He was gracious to offer, but I loved our relationship just the way it was. Plus, I wasn't certain how I felt about marriage. Marriage can change things, and in my experience, not always for the better. 23 years later, so much for not having a commitment, Irvin proposed again. This time, his timing was perfect. We were with a dozen close friends cruising the Mediterranean on our friend Sergio's yacht, the Lady Marina. Looking back, I should have known something significant was about to happen. We were somewhere very pretty, but it wasn't romantic enough for Irvin. I found out later that he consulted Sergio, who suggested we sail to the Greek island of Skorpios. Irvin, this is the best place I know for a most romantic moment, Sergio promised him. That night, as the yacht changed direction and began speeding through the water to a new destination, I asked, where are we going, darling? Irvin was vague and pretended not to know, which should have been a dead giveaway because Irvin always knows everything. The following morning, I awakened to the sight of beautiful Skorpios, the former Onassis retreat, with Jackie's famous blue-doored bathhouse silhouetted on the shore. We spent a lazy day on the boat. I always found a shady spot to protect my skin while everyone else was basking in the sun, then separated to get ready for dinner. When we gathered with our friends for cocktails, all the men were wearing white. That's nice, I thought. They look really handsome in their white jeans and white shirts. And the ladies were equally well turned out in their summer finery. I was wearing a black linen dress, cool and elegant. We were having a wonderful time. Great company, soft breezes, a moonlit evening. Then, after dinner, the atmosphere changed.